Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't have the Whalers, but we got the Wolfpack, and they're starting up. They've had a couple of, they had an exhibition game at Trinity College's rink, which is awesome. They kick things off this Saturday in Wilkes-Barre against the Penguins, and then they return the favor on Friday the 17th for the home opener. And it's hockey season. It finally feels like it this morning, too. And our good friend Eric Hansen over at the Hartford Wolfpack joining us here on Brian & Company. How was the offseason, big guy?
Oh, it was probably one of the busiest off seasons we've had with, the renovation side of things. And then, new ticketing system, new naming rights deal for the building. So, it was a busy off season. So we're really excited to start getting the games going.
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, I think people are very curious about whether the look and feel and the millions that went into it will have a different look and feel. Can you sort of walk us through what will be different with the experience of coming to the People's Bank Arena?
Yeah, I think, again, this arena, it's 50 some years old, really had good, to watch a game. It was always nice there. But what did it have? It didn't have some of the better areas for, the premium seating side of things. Put an unbelievable club in there, which will be underneath, the arena side of things, which is going to be beautiful. Two bars, so many TVs, own private restroom. So I think that's going to be fantastic. People are really, what I'm hearing, so it's not coming from me. Everybody that I've kind of walked through there over the past month has all said the same thing. And wow. It really outdid what I was expecting. Hmm. So that really made me feel good that, it all came together great.
In terms of now, I mean, the home opener is, a week from tomorrow, and it's good to see the $2 drafts, $2 hot dogs.
Oh, yes.
are back, and that is until the Zamboni leaves the ice. After the first period. So you get the first period and you get the Zamboni and then it stops. So people need to know that. But I didn't know about the hockey happy hour thing. And so that's actually, if you got a night out with some friends, it's actually kind of a great deal too. Have you had that for a number of years or it is?
Yeah, it's, it's sponsored by our friends at Minuteman. And it's, for all hockey happy hours on Fridays and Saturdays. So that could be Wolfpack games or it could be UConn games, $10. And they have a nice buffet up there, discounted beers and things of that nature. So, again, a nice little opportunity to go and get something before the game if you want to, just hang out, see friends. It's really you know, been pretty popular with the Wolfpack.
Yeah,
so it's going to be cool.
I don't even know. Listen, we're talking with Eric Hansen from the Hartford Wolfpack here on Brian and Company. So we talked a little bit about the building and a little bit about the promotions for, you know, game one. You can get a 2,500 fans. The first ones get a magnetic schedule, and there's always promotions for every home game. You know, the thing is that you're on the business side, right, Eric? When do you know if the team's any good?
You know, I wait to see how things are going. And, you know, I talked to the hockey guys, and they seem really excited about, you know, some of the players that came back and some of the new guys. So I think we're going to have a pretty good team this year, but we can't control that on the business side of things. So, you know, our job is just to make sure when people come out, they're going to have a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking with Eric Hansen from the Wolfpack. And, you know, I talk with my friends over at WFSB Channel 3, and you're doing a bunch more with them. Does that mean that people are going to be able to see the games on TV more?
So that's what we're actually talking about and trying to make that happen. I think, you know, this all came together pretty quickly. So they're going to be a fantastic partner. They've been already out to preseason games and doing some great coverage. And we are working on potentially having a couple games on TV. You know, we don't have that all worked out yet, but I feel confident that we may be able to get there at some point.
Cool. I mean, it's great. I mean, today's the first day it really feels like we could, you know, it was hard for me when it's 80 degrees out to think about hockey. But now that it's a little bit chillier, I think most people can get into that mindset. Anything else you want people to know, whether about the upgrades in the building or anything else?
Well, I just think you got to come out and see it for yourself. I really do think, you know, $145 million, as it's a big number, goes very quickly. So, you know, you have to kind of pick and choose your battles. And, you know, they did a fantastic job. And I think it's something for everybody. And I think, you know, I put this in line with, hey, you're coming out. You know, everybody talks about, oh, I was at the last Whalers game, or I was at this first game, or this. Right. You know, hey, trying to be at that first game when we reopen up this building and then...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
October is going to be so busy for us with a couple concerts, hockey games, basketball games. It's going to be a busy October for us.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we have the Connecticut Sun. Who knows what the future is there? But the Hartford Athletic are doing great. We know the Yard Goats have been great, and you guys. I mean, there's a lot of really high end athletics that people can see at an affordable price, and for most people, especially kids. Honestly, like, it doesn't matter if it's the Rangers or the Wolfpack. They get to go and see a game and, you know, see a couple goals, maybe see some gloves dropped and have a good time.
100%. And, you know, hey, you're seeing 85% of our players will end up in the NHL at some point. And, you know, you think about it, if you go to an NHL game right now, you know, how much are you going to end up spending for a family of four? You know, you could come out to a Wolfpack game and, you know, do it all for, you know, $20 a person. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, when you have the $2 beers, $2 hot dogs, fantastic. It's, you know, it's really a fun time for the whole family. And we got a great promo schedule. So go to our website, check that out. We have some new nights that we're going to be doing, but You know, we also have a lot of our, you know, staples of our, you know, hockey fights cancer. We have military night. You know, this year for the first time, we're going to do a glow night with specialty jerseys. So there's going to be so much fun stuff. Plus,
well,
a post-game
player skate, which is that's legit. You get to go out and go on the ice and skate with a couple of the players. That's cool.
Yeah, that's you know, that's always fun. Autographs with the players, we do. You know, pictures with the players. So we do so many things that gives you an opportunity to connect with these guys and, you know, learn about them before they end up in the NHL.
Yeah. And listen, of course, hopefully we'll have WTIC 1080 night as we like to do it. Although if that usher woman tells me to move from the railing again, I'm never coming. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, come on. She's just doing her job.
I'm kidding.
No, we definitely got to get that taken care of. I know we were talking about, you know, Salvation Army.
Yeah.
We're trying to make a, you know, bigger push in the community each year. We're doing more and more with great organizations like Salvation Army, and we want to do that again. So
yeah.
It will be fun. We got a lot of drives, such as, you know, teddy bear toss, which will be good, toy drives, book drives. So again, we're trying to hit every different type of person who's coming out. If you're a hockey fan or if you're just looking for a fun night out with the family.
Eric, good luck, man. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate what you guys do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.